School. First time I've been up here in quite some time, Ken, but it's a great setup. We are about 14 minutes away from tip-off here in this Class 1A D1 sub-state tournament, a matchup of 8 and 9 seeds. The number one seed, Wabuntsee Lady Chargers, are awaiting the winner of this one. But Burlingame now 10-10 on the season, Rural Vista 12-8. But it should be a really fun contest, Ken, with teams that kind of finished. Rural Vista was 6-3 out of the Wheat State League, a very competitive league with Gossel, Canton, Galva,
Little River.
You know, so this team is battle tested, but the same thing could be said for this Jeff Slater Burlingame Bearcat team.
They've had some ups and downs here lately, but this is one team that I think, just watching them tonight, they're pretty confident.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, looking at Harper Seeley, she's averaging a double-double now for Coach Slater. And she's really, you know, finding that rhythm here late in the season, right what a coach wants to his team be peaking at the right time.
And White City is missing one of their better Rural Vista is missing one of their better players.
Yeah, they've got some injuries tonight. One of their big posts is out with an infection. Due to a wisdom tooth removal extraction. Ugh. So thoughts and prayers to Caitlin Parker for a speedy recovery. But Kane Hensley been the head coach up here at Rural Vista for the last 12 years now, and he had a pretty good run back in 2017 through 2019, three straight postseason appearances at the state tournament level. Unfortunately, unable to break it past the quarterfinals. But, Ken, I think you had one of those games in 2019 when they matched up as a 2-7 with Ty Piper and the Waverly Bulldogs.
Yeah, in fact, Coach Hensley goes, Ty kind of reminds him of that when they see each other in the summer. But that was a terrific Waverly team led by Chloe Foster. And they went on a roll that night, hit seven three-pointers, and it was a really good performance that night by the Waverly Lady Bulldogs.
Well, we've got a full slate on the Mel's Tire pregame show. We'll visit with head coach Jeff Slater, the Burlingame Bearcats. But you're listening to Bearcat postseason basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Area postseason basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Burlingame postseason basketball brought to you by Angela Plankley of Caldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now's a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. At ESB Financial, they understand small business because they work with them every single day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at ESBfinancial.com. And Burlingame USD 454, engaging, inspiring, and empowering their students in the classroom and on the court. Bearcat strong.
Burlingame playoff basketball brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame, serving all of your banking needs. Member FDIC. Proud to support the Burlingame athletic teams on and off the court. Michelle's Tax Service of Burlingame, offering payroll and bookkeeping service for your small business, plus full service tax and accounting. Call Michelle at 785-231-7840 and Townside Apartments in Burlingame, where seniors and disabled residents can enjoy country living. Contact Michelle for leasing information, 785-654-3100.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX to the Yokohama Geolander AT4 or Yokohama Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality services on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignments, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Grand Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Hey, welcome back to the Mel's Tire pregame show on Country 101.7 FM. Michael Dieker joined by Burlingame Lady Bearcats coach Jeff Slater. Bearcats now 11-10 on the season. And, coach, you guys picked up a victory over West Franklin on Friday, a loss to Mission Valley last week. But how has the last few weeks been for you since the last time we spoke?
Yeah, we coming out of LCL, we thought we were in a pretty good spot with how we were playing. We hit a little bit of rough patch. That kind of comes with the season, and our out of league play schedule was tough. Saw some adversity, really challenged the girls to kind of what is our character. What can we control through that adversity, those type things. I thought, it seems that we always do some really good things, and then, we could always go back and maybe look at a quarter here or look at, what things went wrong or went right in certain spots. And, that Mission Valley game, we did a lot of good things right, but then, we fell apart in that fourth quarter. And so we had to kind of check into some film session and take a look at ourselves in the mirror a little bit. And then I thought, our girls really bounced back the right way versus West Franklin. We saw some adversity in that game, whether it be foul trouble, whether it be one of our players, our key role players, kind of going down. And so we were shorthanded there, but really, we had a big fourth quarter over there at West Franklin to pull out the win. And some other girls, Audrey Lang had 17 points, she stepped up. Seeley fouled out with about 5 minutes to go. So, a lot of girls stepped up their role, and we got stops when it mattered the most. We knocked down free throws, and that was a really good road win for us. And so I was really proud of the girls after, a couple of hard games. I thought we responded to what we wanted them to correct in the film session, and that was good as we head into sub-state.
Now, this matchup tonight with Rural Vista, White City, what do you know about the Heat and what they'll be bringing as an 8 seed at 12-8?
Yeah, we were able to see them in the Jamboree early on in the season, but, a lot of growth has taken place for both teams since then. And I do know they got, two good shooters. The Evans girl is a tough shooter. She averages about 15 points a game. That's coach's kid, and she's a good shooter. And then they got another really good guard who drives the ball. They have good size, so we're gonna have to find ways to attack them. But one thing that we didn't do a very good job of versus West Franklin is identifying their shooter and knowing where they're at. And we certainly need to do that with number three. She can shoot, and she likes to put them up when she's open. So we got to be able to tag her and stay connected with her and maybe frustrate her, at least make things hard. Some shooters are going to knock down shots, but we need to make things hard and always get a shot contest. One of our strengths, I think, is we can get out and run a transition. We just got to make good choices and pick our spots when we really want to attack and pull back when it's not there, and take care of the ball. But they present a good challenge. Obviously, these sub-state games, with home court being a presence now in our sub-state bracket, which I think is great, that can play a factor. So we got to be able to, stay poised and try to keep the crowd out of it and not let them get going and get that momentum.
Now, Coach, how do you handle it as a coach with your team playing as an underdog, as a 9 seed, but also in a, win-or-go-home situation? How do you keep your team with a level head and just go out there to play loose?
Well, I thought last year we went in as the 11th seed and we were able to knock off the 6th seed. And so, I think, we can get some confidence out of that, last year. And then this year, I think it's just in our preparation. Today is going to be a heavy scout day and, just try to gain confidence in our preparation, gain confidence in where we want to attack, how we want to attack them. You know, I think that helps the girls out a lot. You know, when you can play confident, you can kind of play more free and anticipate a little bit better. So today is really going to be a good, strong mental day for our kids on what to expect. We'll touch base on some film, on some Roll Vista, and just try to get to know our opponent as much as we can. You know, we didn't bring him in over the weekend. I'm not, you know, so today's our one day of prep. I'm not a big believer in, you know, I want the kids to recover and refresh, you know, come in fully charged. So I expect to have their full attention today on Monday, and we'll get after it, and we'll dive into our opponent.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the visit. Wish you the best of luck tonight against the Rural Vista Heat, and look forward to continued conversations with you.
All right. I'll go Lady Cats.
That was head coach Jeff Slater of the Burlingame Lady Bearcats. We'll wrap up the Mel's Tire pregame show. Come back with starters and tip-off next on postseason basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama Tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX to the Yokohama Geolander AT4 or Yokohama Geolander HTGO56, you get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality services on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front end alignments, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Grand Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Tillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to briantillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
We welcome you back to Burlingame postseason basketball on Country 101.7 FM. Tip-off just moments away. We'll go ahead and get any starting lineups brought to you by Eagle Creek Ready Mix. Local concrete ready mix, quality from the ground up. Find them at EagleCreekReadyMix.com or call 620-208-8080. For Rural Vista in their home white uniforms. Rural Vista across the chest in red and a red number. It'll look like this. 5'5 sophomore Kami Evans, the leading scorer at just shy of 15 points a game. Lily Stillwell, the 5'5 sophomore. 5'8 junior Molly Hannicutt, the 5'5 sophomore Reagan Feist, and a 5'8 senior Journey Peterson, the lone senior on this ball club. The Heat coached by Kane Hensley, 12-8 on the season out of the Wheat State League. For Jeff Slater in the Burlingame Lady Bearcats, senior Allison Satzler, sophomore Audrey Lane, senior Kenna Lane, junior Harper Seeley, and senior McKenna McFarland. Once again, those starting lineups brought to you by Eagle Creek Ready Mix, local concrete ready mix, quality from the ground up. Find them at EagleCreekReadyMix.com or call 620-208-8080. We'll step back aside for the national anthem and have tip-off and next right here on postseason basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Area postseason basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon's Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Burlingame postseason basketball brought to you by Angela Plankley of Caldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now's a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. At ESB Financial, they understand small business because they work with them every single day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at ESBFinancial.com. And Burlingame USD 454, engaging, inspiring, and empowering their students in the classroom and on the court. Bearcat strong.
Burlingame Playoff Basketball brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame, serving all of your banking needs. Member FDIC. Proud to support the Burlingame athletic teams on and off the court. Michelle's Tax Service of Burlingame, offering payroll and bookkeeping service for your small business, plus full service tax and accounting. Call Michelle at 785-231-7840 and Townside Apartments in Burlingame, where seniors and disabled residents can enjoy country living. Contact Michelle for leasing information, 785-654-3100.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Welcome you back here on Country 101.7 FM. Starting lineups now being announced. And Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. Ken, you had a fun game last night at Waverly Meritazine Valley.
Yep. Now, this one, you had a fun one, too.
We did. Burlingame knocking off Clifton Clyde last night, 47-41. Burlingame Bearcats looking to return the favor for this Rural Vista Heat as an underdog. Not really, I mean, an 8-9 matchup, but still. But as we mentioned, the winner of this one will face Waubunsee next Monday.
Yes.
So, 6 days away.
Yeah.
Long. Of course, our next round of basketball will be Saturday with boys' semifinal action. Ken will be with Lebo and Waverly.
Yep. On Country.
On Country, right here on Country 101.7 FM. I will have Opie in Centralia on 1400 AM 96.9 FM.
Michael, I thought. Of course, they would come down here for basketball and be in a nice, warm place.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, a lot of cold games being played up in Centralia over the last few years on the gridiron. But, Ken, what are your keys for tonight's matchup?
I think for Burlingame is they have to be patient, but take advantage of the opportunity when you get it. And I think Harper Seeley has to have a monster game.
Yeah.
I think they've got to keep the heat. They also have to defend the three-pointer. From what I understand, Rural Vista is a pretty good three-point shooting team, so you got to defend the three. If you're Rural Vista, you got to just play up to your abilities.
Yeah, the Heat not afraid to jack up a three. They've got 308 attempts on the year. They shoot about 23%, which Burlingame not far behind them at 22%. Mm-hmm. But Burlingame averaging just shy of 49 points a contest compared to the Heat's 44 points a game. But Burlingame in their road black uniforms, Burlingame across the chest in purple and a white number. It'll be Seeley versus Honeycutt at the half-court circle. Burlingame going left to right on your radio dial. 8 minutes on the clock, and we're ready to get underway. Of course, Madison taking on Fairfield, another game going on in our area tonight. Seeley tipped into the hands of McFarland, now over to Kenna Lang on the right side, trying to go far side to Audrey Lang. Pass goes through her hands, out of bounds on the far side to the Rural Vista Heat student section. So an early turnover for the Burlingame Bearcats. Some backcourt pressure applied on the inbound. Evans with it. Now underneath the Peterson. She'll bang it off the left side of the rim. No good. Rebound into Audrey Lang. She'll keep it herself into the half court. Picking up her dribble on the wing. Underneath the Seeley. She'll kiss the window too strong. But she is fouled on the play. And she'll go to line for two free throws.
That was a nice look that time by Audrey Lang. And catch Harper on her drive to the basket.
Foul is against Molly Honeycutt, her first, team's first. Seeley at the line for two. No good on the first one. Seeley on the season, a 74% free throw shooter. Leader on the team. Second one in the air. Good. Nothing but net. Bearcats on top, 1-0. 23 seconds into this first quarter. Stillwell keeps it herself into the half court. Now on the near side to Evans. Evans at the foul line. Now far side Feist. Puts it on the floor. Gets it poked away, but recovers. Far side Stillwell. Right wing three. Actually, that's Evans. And Evans buries a right wing three. That's a Henry Ott of Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Don Roth Land Brokers in Madison three. Heat on top 3-1 here in the early stages of the first quarter. Audrey Lang on the right elbow. Now up top to McFarland. Far side to Kinnelang. Now over to Satzler. She'll step into a right wing three looking for the answer. It's off the mark. No good. And it goes out of bounds. And we'll go back to the Heat. One minute gone by. Rio Vista leading Burlingame 3-1. Pressure in the backcourt. Going to be beat by Evans. Down the near side to Honeycutt on the left wing. Back out to Evans. Left wing three fired. Rims out. No good. And a rebound to Harper Seeley. Seeley trying to find an outlet pass and nearly stolen away by Cammie Evans. But it'll stay with the Bearcats as Evans runs out of real estate.
Yeah, Evans' grandpa said that if she's shooting the threes and on, she can take over the game.
At the point, Audrey Lang, the sophomore, 6.2 points a contest. Now over to Satzler. 90 seconds in, Bearcats trailing by two. Near side on the right wing to Audrey Lang. Lob inside to Kinnelang. Nearly stolen away. She'll be trapped in the corner now. Back to Kinnelang. Underneath, stolen away by Peterson. Up the court we go to Evans. Elbow jumper. Short. Rebound to Satzler. Outlet pass to Lang. Now we're up in the half court with Audrey Lang. Underneath to Seeley. Tie ball game. Harper Seeley with all three of Burlingame's points. 3-3 our score. 6 minutes remaining first quarter. Pressure in the backcourt. Stillwell trying to beat the 10-second clock, and before she does, she'll be poke-checked by Allison Satchler. That'll be her first, team's first.
Yeah, Allison's got to move her feet instead of reaching in.
But Stillwell will inbound on the far side. Got the visit with her grandparents, Leland and Hazel, before the game. They were, what are you doing up here, Michael? Well, we have a microphone, we'll travel.
Yes.
Stillwell kicks it out. Top of the key three fired by Feist. It's no good. A rebound to McKenna McFarland. Now up the court we go to Satzler. Satzler at the elbow. Opposite side to Seeley now. Far side to Audrey Lang. She'll step into a three, and Audrey Lang with a big time Henry Ott three. Burlingame back on top, 6-3, 5-12 remaining first quarter. And the pass going to be off the mark for the Heat. It'll go out of bounds on the far side. 5:07 to play first quarter. Burlingame 6, Rio Vista 3. Lang with it. Now far side over to Harper Seeley on the wing. Up top to Kinnelang. Now Audrey has it on the near side. Up top, Satchler, top of the key three. Good. Allison Satchler with a Henry Ott Tallgrass Appraisal Services Von Roth Land Brokers three. 8-0 run by Burlingame. They're on top 9-3. Stillwell over to Feist. Near corner, the Honeycutt. Up top, Evans. Thought about an answer, now kicked out to Honeycutt. Now Feist, down the corner to Honeycutt. Three on the way, no good. Rebound to McFarland. Halfway through this first quarter, Burlingame on top, 9-3. Seeley has it underneath and loses a handle on it and is stolen away by Rio Vista. They're looking to push. There's going to be a foul underneath, going to go against Burlingame. That'll be their second team foul. And the foul against Audrey Lang, her first. Stillwell to inbound, finding Evans at the block. She'll kiss the glass too strong, and a rebound to Harper Seeley. Audrey Lang has it in the half court. Back to Seeley at the top of the key. Seeley will step into the foul line. Now left side, Satzler. She'll get a ball screen from McFarland. A pick and roll, nothing there. Now far side to Audrey Lang. Another pick and roll to McFarland, nothing there. Now up top to Audrey Lang. Over to Seeley, right elbow jumper. Off the back of the iron, no good. Fight for an offensive board. Going to be saved from going out of bounds to McFarland. Her shot will be off the mark. Jeff Slater begging for a tip, saying it was deflected, but will not get the call to go his way.
And right now, Michael, they are out-rebounding the Heat 7-2.
Stillwell has it on the right block, picks up her dribble, looking to kick it out. Finds Feist on the far side, now near corner three. Thought about it by Honeycutt, now to Evans. Underneath the Peterson on the left block. She'll miss the wide open shot. Offensive board to Evans. She'll put it on the floor and stolen away by Allison Satchler. Burlingame looking to add their 9-3 lead. 3:10 remaining in the first quarter. Lang has it. Bounce pass to McFarland on the right block. She'll turn and face. Right hook shot. No good. Offensive board to Seeley. We're going to have a foul on the rebound. Going to go against Seeley. That'll be her first, team's third.
Yeah, that's Harper, like her being aggressive, but you can't do that.
Adley Johnson, the 5'8 freshman off the bench for Rural Vista for our first substitution of the contest. Evans has it at the top of the key, now near side to Honeycutt. Back to Stillwell, top of the key three, buried for Lillian Stillwell. To Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison 3. Stops an 8-0 run by Burlingame. They still lead 9-6, 2:39 remaining in the opening period. Lang at the elbow. Now up top to Kenna Lang. Kenna over to Audrey on the near side. Bounce pass to Seeley on the right block. Kicked up top. Kenna Lang. Now Audrey Lang. Far side, McKenna McFarland. Now to Satchler. Of course, remind you guys, no shot clock here in postseason play. We got to wait another two more years before Keisha finally allows 1A basketball to play with the shot clock of the postseason.
Please,
folks.
Start it now.
Yes, now. Now. But inbound from Lang to Lang. Up top, Seeley three. It'll be off the mark to the right side. Fight for a board going to Audrey Lang. Her putback no good. Fight for a loose ball. Going to have a tie-up jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Heat. So 2:07 remaining in the first quarter. 9-6, Burlingame on top. Evans over to Stillwell. Stillwell trying to beat the press. Spin move and gets trapped in the corner just past half court. We're going to have a timeout taken by Kane Hensley. It's a 30-second break. We'll stay right here with you. Remind you guys, if your favorite athlete had a great game that we should know about, nominate them to be the KVWE Athlete of the Week. Go online at kvwe.com/athlete and tell us what your athlete did to help their team win this week. Send us a photo and their stats, and then listen on Monday mornings at the 7:50 a.m. Sportscast on 1400 a.m., 96.9 FM, and Country 101.7 FM, and the Monday Morning Quarterback at 11:05. To hear that week's Athlete of the Week, seniors who are the Athlete of the Week are qualified to be the KVWE Athlete of the Year and win a college scholarship. Nominate your athlete today at kvoe.com/athlete. That's kvoe.com/athlete. Brought to you by MT Networks for fast, reliable, high-speed internet. Go to mtnetworks.com for more information. Well, last week's winner, Octavian Dean, going over 1,000 career points in the loss yesterday, but a three in the corner by Kami Evans right after the timeout, and we've got ourselves a tie ball game. 9-9, a buck 45 remaining in the first quarter. Satchler has it at the top of the key now, up top to Kinnelang. Now far side to Seeley. She'll drive into the block, put up a shot in the mid lane. It'll be no good, but she is fouled, and she'll step to the line for two free throws.
I think Coach has wanted Harper to do that a few more times early on because they weren't giving her the ball in their offense.
Fouls against Molly Honeycutt, her second, team's third. Jorney Peterson back in the contest. And then in the ballgame for the first time, Rylan Bowman, the junior for the Bearcats. She'll sub out Sansler. At the line for another one, Harper Seeley. In the air, and no good. Seeley, one out of four thus far tonight. She's got 3 points tonight, but struggling from the foul line. Pass deflected out of bounds. Satchler getting a break, and was getting a drink and wasn't paying attention. Took one right off the face.
Oh, no.
Inbound to Stillwell in the near corner. 90 seconds left here in the first quarter. Stillwell puts it on the floor, and is stolen away by Rylan Bowman. Bowman into the half court. Up top to Audrey Lang. Now to Kinnelang, far side Bowman. Forget a ball screen, drive to the block. Put up a shot. That's no good. Got to call it on the floor. That'll be a fourth team foul. And the first on Lily Stillwell.
Yeah, that time Bowman had the lane, and she made the right choice of just taking it, trying to take it to the basket.
Again, a Lang to inbound. Near side to Andre Lang. Up top, Seeley at the elbow. She'll put it on the floor, and it's stolen away. Evans with it in the half court. 60 seconds left. 9-9 our score. Stillwell has on the right baseline. She'll drive underneath. Be tied up and going to have a jump ball possession arrow in favor of Burlingame.
One thing with the Bearcats, they've allowed this run come back in because they've been stagnant on their offensive end.
All, as Ken mentioned, all nine of the Rural Vista Heat points coming from long distance. That was a key heading into this contest. McFarland has it left baseline. Ryland Bowman looking to get in the three-party. It's short. Rebound goes out of bounds. Going back to Rural Vista with 38 seconds to play in the first quarter. Chloe Sudarth, the sophomore, in there for the Bearcats. She'll sub out Kenna Lang. A backcourt pressure applied once again on this inbound for Rural Vista. Stillwell, pass deflected from Evans. Evans recovers, keeps it herself. Now it's going to be a 3-1 break for the Heat. But stolen right back from Andre Lang. Lang looking to push. Underneath the Bowman, it's stolen right back by Evans. The track meet going back left and right.
Yeah.
Evans over to Feist. 15 seconds remaining here to close out quarter number one. Feist up top to Evans. Far side Stillwell kicking it back to Evans, and she'll be fouled by Audrey Lang. That'll be her second, team's fourth. So 7.1 seconds to play here in the first quarter. And the Heat will inbound on the baseline with 7 seconds left. Stillwell looking for an open teammate. Going to go up top over to Johnson now to Evans on the near wing. 4 seconds. Lob underneath to Seeley and nobody home and a turnover. And that will do it after our first 8 minutes of play. 9-9 our score. Well, you're listening to Burlingame postseason basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Area postseason basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Burlingame postseason basketball brought to you by Angela Plankley of Caldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now's a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. At ESB Financial, they understand small business because they work with them every single day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at esbfinancial.com. And Burlingame USD 454, engaging, inspiring, and empowering their students in the classroom and on the court. Bearcat strong.
Welcome back to White City, Kansas. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. A beautiful old school type gym here. Of course, White City, formerly the Huskies.
Yeah, that, you don't see anything really Rural Vista.
No, no. There's a one banner up top that's RV, White City slash Hope. But the Husky name still strong in this gym. Top of the key three fired by Evans with a 9-9 score. It's off the mark, no good, and a rebound to Burlingame. They're streaking down the other side over to Bowman. She'll drive to the block, kiss the window, be no good, but she is fouled on the dribble drive. That'll be the first team foul. That's going to go against Lily Stillwell. That'll be her second. So Stillwell and Honeycutt with two fouls apiece. Lang for Burlingame. That's Andre Lang with Burlingame with two fouls. Inbounds to Bowman. Now to McFarland. Now to Harper Seeley up the foul line and get a friendly roll. And it falls through. Seeley with five, and the lead back to Burlingame, 11-9. Stillwell be tied up at midcourt, and that'll be possession arrow back to Burlingame.
Michael, they had missed last six shots for Burlingame until that last basket.
Allison Satchler back out there for Rylan Bowman. Seeley inbounds it to Audrey Lang. Lang to McFarland on the near side wing. She'll turn and face. Up top to Sedarth. Now left side Satchler. Now Seeley, top of the key three, fired. It's off the mark. Too strong, and a rebound to Evans. Evans pass deflected over to Johnson. Kicked out, Honeycutt. She'll drive. Nothing there. Picks up her dribble, finding, trying to find Stillwell at the mid lane. It's stolen away by Audrey Lang. She'll drive to the block and have it stolen away. Or actually a jump ball by Evans, but possession arrow in favor of the Rural Vista Heat. But excellent defensive play there by Kami Evans.
Yeah, I mean, she used her speed to get just enough in front of her, and that was clean.
This Rural Vista team, a lot of sophomores that are key contributors, but lob underneath trying to find Journey Peterson. The pass too strong and stolen away.
Turnover number 9 for the Heat, but Burlingame's not far behind him at 6.
Audrey Lang in the half court over to Sudarth. Near side to Seeley. She'll drive baseline, trying to kick it, and turned over by Evans, but her foot was on the baseline, and it'll stay with the Bearcats.
Yeah, neither team taking care of the basketball right now.
90 seconds into this second quarter, 11-9 our score, Bearcats on top. McFarland inbounds to Satchler now. Audrey Lang, long three, it'll draw iron but be off the mark. Offensive board to Seeley, her put back off the bottom of the backboard, no good. Third attempt by McFarland is no good. Rebound out of bounds, going to stay with the Bearcats.
You got to get those inside shots to fall.
Do have an inbound upcoming for Satchler. Gets it on the inbound. Three in the corner, rimming out. No good. Does everything but fall home. Rebound to Stillwell. She keeps it herself into the half court. Picks up her dribble on the left baseline. Up top, Evans. Now over to Honeycutt. Actually, that's Feist. And she will double dribble. Kenna Lang back in the contest. But as we mentioned, of this sub-state, Wabunsee waiting the winner of this one. But championship games will be played next Friday. But other half of this bracket, Canton, Galva, and Frankfurt. Frankfurt leading things 16-4 after in the first quarter. Seeley misses the first one, but gets a put back to fall home. And it's a four-point advantage for Burlingame, 13-9. Johnson over to Evans. Her pass too strong. Going to be deflected out of bounds, though. It'll stay with the Heat.
Yeah, Michael, they are three-pointers or bust right now for the Heat.
But over on this other side of the bracket, Gossel and Seabury. I don't believe Seabury made the trip to Gossel, so it'll be Gossel-Troy on the other half of this bracket with Rural Vista, Burlingame, and Wabunsee. Evans, foul line jumper, no good. Rebound to Audrey Lang. Bearcats looking to add to their 13-9 advantage. 5:20 remaining in the first half. Seeley on the right block. She leads it short, gets her put back. And it's good. It's been the Harper Seeley show here in the second quarter. She's got 6. The lead is 6. 15-9. Stillwell over to Johnson. Underneath, stolen away by Kenna Lang. Now Audrey Lang. 4:55 left to go in the first half.
That is turnover number 11 now for the Heat.
Lang over to Sudarth. Now Satchler, left corner. Now Audrey Lang long two. And they have a tie up on the rebound. It will stay with Burlingame.
Burlingame now out rebounding the Heat 15-8.
Seeley, top of the key three, no good. Rebound into the hands of Atlee Johnson. Keep trying to get something going offensively here in the second quarter. Evans skip near side to Stillwell. She'll drive to the block. Off the window, good for Lily Stillwell. She's got five. Stops a 6-0 run by Burlingame. 15-11 our score. Burlingame on top. Halfway through this second quarter.
And Michael, that's the first basket for the Heat inside.
Kenna Lang dribbles it off her foot. She'll go out of bounds. It'll be a turnover back to Rural Vista. McKenna McFarland, Rylan Bowman back out there. Said Arth and Seeley will get a breather. Evans, the Stillwell. She'll cross the timeline, find Feist. Feist, foul line to Evans. Back to Feist. Dangerous pass, nearly stolen away. Feist at the elbow, now to Peterson in the left block. Kicked out to Evans, she'll ball fake. Drive, kick in the corner, Stillwell, three in the right corner. Rims out, no good, nearly fell through, and a rebound to Burlingame. They lead 15-11, 3.5 to play in the half. Satzler now underneath DeLange. Kenna Lang will step to the line for two free throws as she is fouled on the dribble drive. And Kenna Lang on the season, a 46% foul line shooter.
I just like that McKenna, though, was confident in taking that to the basket.
First one good for Kenna Lang, her first points tonight. Second one, also good for Kenna Lang. Lead back to six for Burlingame, 17-11, 3:25 to play in the first half. Feist has it underneath the Johnson. She'll be fouled by Kenna Lang, and Johnson will go to the line for two free throws. But Johnson off the bench averaging 3 points a contest. And on the season, a 44% foul line shooter. In the air, no good.
But Harper Seeley got a minute of rest there, and they're still going strong.
Second one now in the air from the left-hander Johnson. It's off the mark from the left side. Rebound, going to go out of bounds. Last touched by Rua Vista. And it'll go back to Burlingame. To 17-11 our score. 3:13 remaining in the first half. Seeley has it in the near corner. Left side over to Rylan Bowman. Now underneath. And she'll get a baseline floater to fall for Rylan Bowman. Largest lead of the night for the Bearcats, 19-11. Stillwell beats the press, now on the right block, picks up her dribble, has her pocket picked by McKenna McFarland. We're going to have actually a jump ball. But it kind of looked like Stillwell, looks like one of those dolls they would put on the... That was that rodeo show with the dog and the monkey.
Uh-huh.
Just running around real fast. Poor Stillwell was holding on for dear life.
She was.
The jump ball possession arrow stays with the Heat. Now near side to Feist. Over to Evans. She'll put it on the floor. Kicked out Stillwell. Thought about a right wing three. She'll drive in. European pro. She'll be fouled on the floor. Second team foul against Burlingame. And the foul's against Rylan Bowman, her first. 2.5 to play here in the half. 19-11. Burlingame with the advantage. Heat with possession. Stillwell looking for an open teammate. Evans down the near side wing. At the foul line now to Feist. Picks up her dribble on the elbow. Now to Evans. Evans off of her foot and will go out of bounds back to Burlingame. Offense has gone stagnant for the Heat here in the second quarter. Only 2 points.
Yeah, and that's turnover number 12.
Satzler has it in the half court over to Kenna Lang. Seeley's going to be pushed out of bounds, and that's a third foul against Lily Stillwell, who's really been a bright spot for the Heat with 5 points. She'll be subbed out by Molly Honeycutt. Inbound to Lang, now to Satchler. Top of the key three, bricked off. And a fight for the rebound, going to be a foul. It looks like it's going to go against Burlingame. Going to go against McKenna McFarland.
Mm-hmm. That's the move.
Third team foul, yeah. Her first. Pressure in the backcourt. Evans trying to beat it. Now over to Honeycutt. Now Feist. Feist on the block. Near side wing three fired by Evans. It's no good. Rebound to Harper Seeley. Seeley up the court we go to Bowman. Back up top Seeley. Near side Lang. Lang will get a ball screen pick and roll to Seeley. Her jumper no good. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Burlingame.
That pass into Seeley, though, was right where it needed to go. Harper just couldn't get the shot to fall.
But Harper Seeley coming into tonight's contest with 15 rebounds short of the single season record for rebounds in a season held by Haley Lewis. A foul underneath by McKenna McFarland as Adley Johnson did a good job of getting position. But yeah, Seeley coming into tonight's contest with 203 on the season.
Mm.
Johnson at the line for two. She's one out of three tonight with the made free throw on that time. McFarland is subbed out by Sudarth. Johnson at the line a second time. Good. Cuts the Bearcat advantage to six. 19-13, about 20 remaining in the first half. Seeley in the right corner. Up top, Sudarth. Far side, Satchler. Satchler will step into a left wing three. It'll be off the mark. Rebound to Johnson. Vista, Rua Vista with it now. Over to Evans at the elbow. Up top, Feist. She's on the left elbow, picking up her dribble, threading the needle over to Honeycutt. Now to Evans. Evans drive to the block. Off the window. Good. For Tammy Evans. She's got eight to lead the Heat. And back to a two-possession ball game, 19-15, 42 seconds left in the first half. Seeley over to Sudarth, up top Satchler, now Bowman on the far side wing. Underneath to Kinnelang, turnaround jumper, no good, rebound to Peterson, she'll be tied up. Jump ball possession arrow will stay with Burlingame.
Well, one thing with Burlingame, they're settling for threes right now.
We'll stay right here with you. It's a full timeout with Jeff Slater. Wanting to talk things over here with 27 seconds left to go in this first half. Of course, we'll have the Long Bionauto Plaza halftime show up coming at the conclusion of the half. Over our halftime stats that are brought to you by Cody Thurston. Try to find some scores around the area. Of course, in this Clifton Clyde sub-state. Championship games, the only time that we played at the host school. But Wabunsee sitting at 19-2, waiting for the victor of this contest. Troy and Gossa will be on the 4-5 matchup. Over on the opposite side of the bracket, Centralia awaiting the victor of Canton Galva and Frankfurt. Frankfurt had a lead of 16-4 at the end of the first quarter. But Opie gets a first round bye, and they will either play Clifton Clyde or Onega. But girls will play their semifinal games on
Monday. Yep.
Now over on the boys' side of this Clifton Clyde substate, of course, Burlingame with a big victory last night over Clifton Clyde. They will go to Lawrence Bishop Seabury, look to avenge an earlier season loss on Saturday.
Yeah, and that was a close one.
63-61. Yep. They did not have Danny Kane in that game. But back to live action here. Seeley with the inbound. Up top, Satchler. Top of the key three, wide open, and she buries it for a Cody Thurston Land Agent three. or excuse me, Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison 3. Cody's got to wait for the halftime stats.
Yes, he does.
Cody, our regular season sponsor from long distance.
I caught myself last night doing
it. Here I even said it on the way over. I jinxed myself. The broadcaster jinx off the air. That'll be a fifth team foul on the dribble drive. Fouls against Chloe Sudarth. But it's on the floor, but it's a fifth team foul nonetheless. And that's going to go against Sudarth and Reagan Feist at the line for two. 6 seconds left here in the half. In the air, no good, two strike.
Neither team shooting well from free throw.
In the air, no good. Rebound going to be last touched by Rua Vista. 4.7 seconds left. We have a substitution as Audrey Lang comes into the contest. Set out Sutter. So it's Lang, Seeley, Bowman, and Sassler, the starting five out there to close the period. Audrey Lang, three-pointer at the buzzer. Looked good, but just a little long. So after one half of play, Burlingame leading Rua Vista, 22-15. We'll tally our stats getting to the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. The Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by LongbineAuto.com.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Area postseason basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Burlingame postseason basketball brought to you by Angela Plankley of Caldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now's a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. At ESB Financial, they understand small business because they work with them every single day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at esbfinancial.com. And Burlingame USD 454. Engaging, inspiring, and empowering their students in the classroom and on the court. Bearcat Strong.
Burlingame Playoff Basketball brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame, serving all of your banking needs. Member FDIC. Proud to support the Burlingame athletic teams on and off the court. Michelle's Tax Service of Burlingame, offering payroll and bookkeeping service for your small business. Plus full service tax and accounting. Call Michelle at 785-231-7840 and Townside Apartments in Burlingame, where seniors and disabled residents can enjoy country living. Contact Michelle for leasing information, 785-654-3100.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNL.
We welcome you to the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. 22-15, our halftime score. Burlingame leading Real Vista. And, Ken, what a halftime show we have here.
Yes.
We've got the youth in a knockout game on the right side. We got the adults on the left side. And it's a pretty competitive knockout on the adult side. The kids are still got about 10 strong.
That it is, but somebody's going to make a basket.
Everybody wins if this is not decided by the end of the halftime. But tell you how we got to this halftime score, brought to these halftime stats, brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Ken, I'm just trying to fight off the Charlie Steiner start, just giggling, laughing.
I know.
We talked about that last week.
Receiving percentages were not very were not good.
But leading the way for Burlingame, 9 points for Harper Seeley. Sparked that big run to begin the second quarter with a 6-0 run where they led 15-9. But she's got 9 points in the half. 6 points to Allison Sassler. 3 points to Audrey Lang, 2 points to Kim Lang and Rylan Bowman. For Rua Vista, 8 points leading the way for Kami Evans. 5 points to Lily Stillwell, but she's got 3 fouls in that first half. And then 2 points to Adley Johnson. Ken, your team stats.
Burlingame is shooting 5 of 17 inside the arc, while Rua Vista is 2 for 8 inside. Burlingame's 3 of 12 from the three-point line. Rua Vista's 3 of 10. Free throws, 3 of 6 for Burlingame. 2 of 6 for Rua Vista. A stat that they're really dominating in. Burlingame has pulled down 18 overall rebounds. 8 of them are offensive and 10 defensive. While Rua Vista has 1 offensive rebound and 10 defensive. So a total of 11. Rua Vista has also committed 12 turnovers, while Burlingame has committed 7.
Once again, those halftime stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. But we're down to the final two. We're actually final three over here in the youth. Yep. Now down to the final two. But we do have a score update from Madison Fairfield. The Lady Bulldogs on top, 26-13.
All right.
But they are looking to get a victory and have a battle of the Bulldogs next Monday, as they will have to go to the number 2 seed, Pretty Prairie. So that's a pretty long jaunt Monday night.
It is.
But, of course, remind you guys, our postseason coverage will continue on Saturday with Ken Hansen, Quinn Dold over on Country 101.7 FM, right here on Country 101.7 FM, with Waverly at Lebo.
Yep.
And then I will have Opie Centralia on the boys' side. Both of those games, boys. Both those games beginning at 2 p.m. So if you're a KU fan, don't worry. We will join the KU game in progress on Saturday. Of course, the Jayhawks picking up a big victory against Houston last night. But
just don't want to play them on Big Monday in Lawrence.
No. You thought the streak was going to end the way the first half was going, but somehow Self and the boys find a way.
Yeah.
But that will wrap up the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. We'll have second half action upcoming next on Burlingame Bearcat postseason basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNL.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. and Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Area postseason basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Burlingame Playoff Basketball brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame, serving all of your banking needs. Member FDIC. Proud to support the Burlingame athletic teams on and off the court. Michelle's Tax Service of Burlingame, offering payroll and bookkeeping service for your small business, plus full service tax and accounting. Call Michelle at 785-231-7840 and Townside Apartments in Burlingame, where seniors and disabled residents can enjoy country living. Contact Michelle for leasing information, 785-654-3100.
We welcome you back to White City, Kansas. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. Do you have a score update over on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM? Braden Brown with the Lady Spartans, and they're trailing Manhattan at the big game break, 29-18.
Oh. I think it was senior night tonight.
Yeah.